Minnesota News Network, I'm Ashley Walker. Authorities say a New York City grand jury could return a murder indictment this week against the man accused of fatally shooting UnitedHealthcare CEO Brian Thompson. The indictment would trigger Governor Kathy Hochul to issue a warrant to extradite 26-year-old Luigi Mangione to Manhattan from Pennsylvania. A group called the December 4th Legal Committee has raised over $100,000 for Mangione's defense. David Han is out as chairman of the Republican Party of Minnesota. Wayzata City Councilman Alex Plekish was elected Minnesota GOP chair Saturday by the State Central Committee. Former State Senator Han of Eden Prairie was elected chair in October 2021 following the resignation of Jennifer Carnahan and re-elected in December of 2022. Han was not seen as a strong supporter of President-elect Donald Trump. There are concerns that small refinery exemptions could ramp up during President Trump's second term. Minnesota Biofuels Association Executive Director Brian Werner suggests the first Trump administration abused the SRE program.
We have a lot of concern that there will be a reprise of giving out small refinery exemptions to large oil companies to release them from their blending obligations.
Small refinery exemptions are temporary waivers that the EPA can grant to petroleum refineries that produce less than 75,000 barrels of crude oil daily. A couple from Red Wing is sentenced to 4 years in prison for torturing their children and locking them in cages. Goodhue County prosecutors say 40-year-old Christina and 42-year-old Ben Cotton pleaded guilty in September and were sentenced Friday. Police discovered three of the Cottons' children in makeshift cages in August of 2022. Thursday is the deadline to sign up for 2025 health insurance through state-run MinSure if you want coverage to begin January 1st. CEO Libby Collins says MinSure is the only place you can get federal tax credits, and if someone qualifies,
you will be able to take that discount off of each month's payment to the insurance company. Average household savings this year are about $560 per month.
Go to MinSure.org to shop and compare various insurance plans. Some revered rituals may feel outdated as family and friends celebrate the winter holidays. When reevaluating family or seasonal traditions, director of the University of Minnesota's Bakken Center for Spirituality and Healing, Mary Jo Kreitzer, says to look at what's still fun, meaningful, and important.
People honestly explore this topic with families, they often find that even what's considered the most hallowed holiday tradition, people might think it's worth letting go or updating.
Kreitzer recommends letting go of the idea of perfectionism. To lighten the load, she encourages asking family and friends for help. Monday Night Football is coming to Minneapolis tonight when the Vikings host the Bears in an NFC North showdown. The 11-2 Vikes have won six consecutive games, while the 4-9 Bears have dropped seven in a row. Nonetheless, Minnesota head coach Kevin O'Connell says Chicago will bring a challenge. The Salvation Army reports when volunteer Kathy Swenson was sorting donations received in red kettles in Fargo last week, she found a treasure. Someone left a 2016 Australian gold kangaroo 1-ounce gold coin. This is MNN.